1. The Bible says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come." Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. The Lord's word. Let's pray and ask the Lord to help us tonight. Lord, we thank you for this service. Thank you, Lord, for your dealing in this service. I believe that you're wanting to touch us, Lord. I feel your presence and your spirit. Thank you, Lord, that you loved us even though you knew us. Pray, Lord, that you'll teach us from your word. I feel like that there's something you have for us in this, Lord. Pray that you'll just speak to us. Lord, give me the words to say, nothing more and nothing less. Let us hear from heaven tonight, not because of me, but because of you. And I pray, Lord, that you'll hide me behind the cross, that they'll not see me, but that they'll see you. Open our eyes, that we'll behold wondrous things out of your law. In Jesus' name, the church said amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. The scripture here, verse number 1, is what I would like to preach from. It says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times men or some shall depart from the faith." The Spirit is speaking here. It's telling us or foretelling us of apostasy. It tells us of hypocrisy. For it says, speaking lies in hypocrisy. It tells us that it's coming. Amen. It said that some would depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. It tells us that this is in the latter times, in the last days. How many of us believe that we're living in the last days right now? We're living in the last days. It don't take much of a Bible scholar to believe that and to know that. Matter of fact, I mean, just all you got to do is read the Bible and read the newspaper or hear the news, and you know we're living in the last days. The scripture here tells us that in the latter days, the Spirit is telling us this. The Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter days some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits, doctrines of devils. He says here, speaking lies and hypocrisy, in other words, false teachers, teaching things that supposedly, religious, supposedly, I'm sure Judaism has some to do with this maybe. Because he said, talking about abstaining from certain meats God created to be received with thanksgiving. I'd like to look at that verse 1, giving heed to these seducing spirits. We know that in Matthew chapter 24, when Jesus come out of the temple there, he tells them that there would come a day when not one stone would stand upon another. And it stirred the disciples up, as you can imagine, these Jewish men. They said, "Tell us." They showed him the temples. and the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said, you see all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be one left here, one stone upon another, that shall not be thrown down. When he sat down, they said, tell us when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. So the first thing he tells them here of the signs of his coming was that many would come in his name, saying, I am Christ. And Jesus says right here, and shall deceive many. They're going to be accepted. It's this teaching will be accepted. It will not be looked down upon among many. And that's in verse number 4 and 5. You read on down, he talks about wars, earthquakes, famines, pestilences. He talks about being delivered up. They'll kill you. You'll be hated of all nations. Many will betray one another. Verse number 11 said, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. He says it twice. He talks about, take heed that no man deceive you. We are to constantly have our guard, church. We're to constantly be on our guard. Amen. Verse 11 says, many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Verse 23 says, then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, and there or there, believe it not, for there shall arise false Christ and false prophets. This is the third time in this one chapter, in this one teaching of Jesus to his disciples here on the Mount of Olives about the end time. The third time he mentions about deceiving and how people would deceive and how teachers would deceive and prophets. He said in this last time that false prophets and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. So I'm telling you what, with this right here in mind, and the scripture reading that we read for a text that said, the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. I want us to realize tonight, and I'd like for the Lord to help us, that it's not just a mere mind thing that people come up with that leads them astray. It is a seducing spirit. It is not just something that, you know, one person comes up with that causes a church to go into false doctrine or false teachings. No, it is called doctrines of devils. We're fighting spiritual warfare, and we're fighting an enemy that wants to lead us astray. Now I'm telling you what, the teachings of the scripture, anyone would admit that the closer we get to the end, the worse it's going to be as far as in this area. Do you believe that? Amen. Well, we're getting closer every day we live. Every day we live, we're getting closer to the coming of the Lord and getting closer to the end time. And when we read the Word of God, I believe that it teaches us there'll be more false prophets and more false Christs and more false ways in the end than there ever has been. Well, we're living in that day, church. And I want us to realize that it's not just something that people come up with. No, it's seducing spirits. It's doctrines of devils. Amen. That lead.